So I basically wanted to talk on the topic for today. So it says, for today, taking responsibility for my anger by admitting it is the first step toward a return to sanity and balance. My name is Fathima. I'm a compulsive reader. And for me, a lot of my anger came from not feeling understood, especially about my body and my relationship to food. And for a long time, I didn't even understand it myself, and I still don't fully get it, especially when it causes me so much physical pain and emotional pain. So I'm going to start in the beginning. I'm 24 now, and I first realized I was overweight when I was about 6. We just moved back to the US from Canada. My mom was a single parent raising me and my little sister and taking care of my grandma. My sister really had to put up with a lot with me because I ate a lot of her food. And my mom's food. And I kept doing that for years. And even now, not right now, but recently. And I recently found some old journal entries from elementary school where I had written down all the food I owed my sister. And we would track it in like bites of food. Like I owed her like 2 bites of a cookie or something like that. So, oh my God, it just came in. So from the ages 6 to 12, I moved schools around 7 times, and that kind of instability was really tough on me. There was even a year and a half where I didn't live with my mom. I stayed with my aunt, uncle, and Fresno for a school year, and then there was a summer where I lived with one of my mom's friends in Union City. And all that moving made it pretty hard to make friends, and it didn't help that I was a fat kid, because it was not helpful to be like the new fat kid instead of just a new kid. Also, I couldn't find clothes that fit me a lot of time unless they were in like the woman's section. So I would wear like wide leg pants and like button down blouses. Like I looked like an adult woman, but I was like 10. And then I was told I was too fat for like leggings or skinny jeans because skinny jeans are for skinny girls. And in elementary school, I felt like what you wore mattered. If you had nice clothes, you were probably popular. For girls especially, it felt like our value was tied to how we looked, and kids aren't really good at seeing past that because they're just not mature yet. So I didn't really have a lot of friends. Could have been due to my weight. I also had autism, undiagnosed autism, so that probably had to do something with it. So at recess, I wouldn't play outside with the other kids. I would stay inside the classroom and I would read books. And I'm really grateful to the teachers that would let me do that during their lunch break. In 5th grade, I was cast in a school play as Mother Goose. And I was definitely the biggest kid in the drama program. And I was already wearing older looking clothes. I was tall for my age. And I knew I wouldn't be cast as a princess because those roles weren't for girls like me. So right now it just seems like everything's like tainted by the way I looked at myself as like fat and undesirable. Instead of like being grateful that I was cast in a big role in a play, it's like it's just that feeling I had is kind of changing it for me. So after years of being called fat and feeling isolated and excluded, I internalized it and I genuinely thought I was too ugly and too fat to ever have friends. But I want to take a moment here to honor my younger self because yes, I struggled to make friends and I wasn't popular, but I worked really hard. I had straight A's up until 8th grade. I was in softball, choir, theater, student government. I played the violin, the orchestra. I won the school talent show for like singing. I scored perfect scores on my state math and English exams 2 years in a row in 4th and 5th grade. I obviously had a lot of discipline and motivation during my elementary school years, but it was just not around food. That was one thing that I could never get right. So, since I was young, I've been classified as morbidly obese by the BMI scale. I went through many interventions. One was a program for overweight kids, and we had binders about nutrition and color-coded food lists. Green meant healthy, yellow is for occasional, and red was for off-limits. But the program wasn't sustainable. We tried really hard. My mom supported me the best she could. but it didn't work out. I also tried Herbalife when I was like 9. One of my mom's coworkers introduced it to us. We bought shakes and supplements to replace meals. I think I lost some weight, but it just wasn't sustainable or affordable in the long run. In middle school, I ran cross country, even though I had asthma, and I would have like an asthma attack at almost every race, and it really scared my mom. In high school, I did shot put and discus, and that definitely did help with weight management. And then in high school, I took a nutrition class and I learned about food insecurity and binge eating, and that really hit home with me. I remember opening our fridge and finding it completely empty. And we had times where we only ate beans for weeks, so I relied heavily on free school lunches. And in the summer, I went to the high school just to eat lunch because they would provide free lunches to people. So when food was available, I binged a lot. So I was eating as much as I could when we would first get groceries. And then like the week before the next paycheck, it was like no food. So it was just a really bad cycle. I also learned about, in that nutrition class, I learned about food deserts and how fast food companies target low-income communities and children. Things like Happy Meals, sugary cereals, and all of that. And I realized it's hard to make healthy choices when you're exhausted from working two jobs and don't have time or energy to cook, like my mom. All this made me feel like I wasn't valuable or like I didn't deserve love or friendship. I was always surprised when someone liked me as a friend. I think, wow, I must be really nice or funny or smart for them to overlook how I appear. I believed I was too fat to be loved, and I still struggle with that. And because I'm still in it, it's hard for me to say more about it. I just want to say that feeling of unworthiness is very real. So after I graduated high school, I wasn't in sports anymore, so I had to figure out how to exercise on my own. And at UC Davis as a clinical nutrition major, and I told people I wanted to be a dietitian because I was obsessed with food. And that was true. I was very obsessed with food, but it wasn't a healthy obsession. So, also later, I realized a lot of nutrition majors had history with eating disorders. So I was not alone. And then I was afraid to go to the gym at Davis because I thought people were judging me or laughing at me. And then when COVID hit, my roommates left and I was stuck alone in a dorm room and I went days without talking to anybody. And I didn't want to go outside because I didn't want to spread COVID. And that isolation caused a lot of panic and depression. And I had my first panic attack during quarantine and I felt completely out of control. Later, I transferred to community college and I changed my major to nursing and I started seeing a nurse for weight management. She'd weigh me every 2 weeks and go over a meal plan. And having someone hold me accountable really helped. Then she moved to a different school, and I lost that support, and I started binging again. I'd order ribs, and I'd eat an entire rack by myself, plus sides, plus more food when my family came. So I would buy a meal, eat it, and then buy another meal for myself and my family when they came home so I could eat dinner again. And then one day after a night of binging, I went to school in a daze. I felt so defeated. I just felt like I didn't know how I could do this to myself again. And I talked to my therapist and she told me that about Overeaters Anonymous. And when she first told me about it, I wasn't ready to reach out because it was a spiritual program. And I had recently taken a class on logic and critical thinking. That made me kind of struggle with my faith and my belief. But I mean, only with that, like logic and critical thinking didn't really help with my weight. So I don't know how good that class was. But eventually I did reach out. I called some numbers on the OA website, and Carla was the first to call me back. She was really welcoming, and no one had ever welcomed me for something that I was so ashamed of. People usually just told me to have willpower, but in OA, when I went to a newcomer meeting and I heard Carla's story and I heard Daryl's story, I felt heard and I felt like I belonged. I didn't understand everything about the program, but I did understand that I wasn't alone. There were people who had been binging for years. I learned that this wasn't a new problem. People struggle with this back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. It's just that in media, people like to erase fat people from.
10 minutes.
Thanks. I actually went in. So that gave me hope. That wasn't some punchline or failure. There are others like me, and many of them are healing. So since joining OA, I lost 30 pounds. I still don't feel good with food, but I have more hope now. And I think that's really important. Thank you.